Good morning and happy Friday. Our devotion is going to be in Romans 1, 16 to 17. We have two verses today. A couple announcements, just two. Remember that we have a theater show coming up on April 26th and 27th. That is going to be a Saturday and a Sunday. Make sure to go to the website, check out details to buy your tickets. And then a reminder for our CLC members to sign up for the directory. We're gonna have photo sessions the second weekend of May. I believe it's like the 9th, 10th, and 11th, that Thursday to Saturday. So make sure to sign up for that. We'd love to have you be part of that. And have your picture on the directory. And if you are not available that weekend, if you're out of town, please let Kristen at our front office know, because if we get enough people that are missing it, we're able to do a makeup day. If not, we'll just have you send in a photo. So no matter what, you can still be a part of it. All right, that is all I have for reminders today. Let's go through our devotion now after we pray. Dear God, thank you for all that you have done to save us, that you have sent your son to give us salvation, that it is not just for some, but it is for all. May we learn from Paul and the words that he shares in this letter. May we take it and apply it to our lives. In your name we pray, amen. All right, so we only have two verses, only a couple verses today. But they are some good ones. So hopefully by now you are in Romans 1, 16 to 17. All right, here we go. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For it is the righteousness of God. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. So another translation that may be helpful instead of faith for faith is the beginning and ending in faith. So for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from beginning to end in faith. That's a little bit better of a understanding for us. So we ended our section with Paul being eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. I cannot read, sorry. And then he shares, you know, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. The gospel is something that can throw a person in jail. The gospel, especially during this time, and in certain places here in the world, the gospel is scandalous. The gospel is, especially during this time, against culture. And here we have Paul, you could say a hero of the faith, one that we can look up to for defending his faith and furthering the kingdom. He is not ashamed of the gospel, but why? Why? If it didn't mean anything, it's something that we should be ashamed of, right? If there was no power behind it, and it throws people in jail, then I think a lot of people would be quiet. But he's not ashamed of it. Neither are many others. Why? Because it's the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. So Paul's saying he is not ashamed to share it, because it is for those who need to hear it. It is salvation for everyone who believes in it. So if I'm ashamed of it and I'm not going to talk about it, I'm not going to share it, then not that we're getting rid of the power, but it's not able to seep into their ears, to creep into their ears, right? So Paul's not ashamed of it because he knows that there's power behind it. He knows that it's not just a good word, a good news, but it's a life-giving good news. A lot of commentaries have talked about how, especially during this day, and I think that this is something that is true since the beginning of time, and it's still true today, we realize that we are not perfect. Even if we try and we like really might think that we're perfect, there are still days that break us, times that we don't feel perfect. There are times where we literally feel broken and in need of saving, in need of something, something to get us through the week, something to give us encouragement, something to literally save us because we are so broken and we just can't seem to do the things that we don't want to do. And we can't do the things that we just do. And we don't do the things that we should be doing. I mean, I maybe this is just me and my wrestling. I think this goes for all sinners, so all mankind. There comes a time where we have this struggle of realizing that no matter if you're a Christian or not, there are expectations that we can't keep, whether it's God's law that nobody can keep, or even just expectations of friends or family, right? There's these expectations that we just can't live up to. So it's a common, this is a common thing to be wrestling with, especially during this day. And so people, especially philosophers too, were realizing that there is a need for saving. There is a need for some sort of salvation. So it's wonderful that Paul and many of the other Christians during this time are not ashamed of this gospel, because they're the ones speaking in to those lives. They're the ones speaking not just this good news, but this life-giving, saving good news to the people. Well, why? Because it's the power of God. God is the only one who can save us fully and completely. There will be times that we feel saved, right? Here on earth. But it is God alone, who is the one who can save us fully and completely, who's promised to forgive our sins, to give us salvation. He's promised that and given that through Jesus. So now it's up to those who have been given that to go and share that. Sorry. And who is it for? It is to the Jew first, which I think is interesting that Paul says this. I wonder, when I read it, one of the first thoughts that came to my mind was about how God continually promised the Israelites, how God continued to promise the Jewish people that he was coming to save them. So I had like a little bit of a remember when thought of God's keeping his promise. He's coming for the Jew, right? But not just them. He's coming for all. He's also coming to the Greek. He's also, like Pastor Matt talked about, the barbarian, right? The one who doesn't speak Greek. The word is for all. And it is major, necessary for those who have it to share it. In our young adults meeting yesterday, we talked about the parable of the vineyard and how those who were working all day got the same reward as those who were working only an hour of the day, and how they were talking about how it wasn't fair. And the master said, I'm able to do what I want, in a sense, and this is what I've chosen to do. And of course, the parable is a heavenly meaning, and it's those of us in faith. Those of us who have been in faith since baptism on the day that we were born, right? I was baptized in the hospital. There was like an hour where I wasn't given that gift of faith, right? Some come to faith in the middle of their life, as a kid, as adult, as a young adult, as an older adult. Some come to faith on their deathbed, and they receive the same reward as those who never knew a life without God and the promise of Christ and what he's done for us. And yet the reward is the same, salvation. They get the forgiveness of their sins. They also, we get salvation. And it is fair because God is righteous. That's what Paul gets into later. For in it, in that good news, is the righteousness of God. It's revealed from beginning and ending in faith. And he goes back to scripture, reminding them, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. And so it's up to us to further the kingdom, to share the kingdom. God doesn't need us to. I mean, he is going to pierce the hearts of all those in one way or another. But it is beautiful and wonderful that he chooses to use us. We are broken. We are sinful. We constantly fall short of the expectations that he has for us. And yet our God, the creator of the world, who has sent a savior, who is the savior, calls you and wants you and uses you in so many ways. I mean, it's not just the big ways where we're standing on a street corner and sharing that good news, though it might be. It's also in the small conversations that we have with one another in our lives, being a witness of, hey, I'm going to church on Sunday. Would you come with me? Simple, simple things. The Holy Spirit is working through us nonstop. We are to live by faith because it is so good. That parable that I mentioned should be empowering in a sense, because we have nothing to lose, right? If you've been in faith for years and years and years, maybe even your whole life, you have nothing to lose by sharing this good news. It doesn't matter at what point people come to faith. God wants everyone to come to faith. He wants them all to hear about what he has done. And that's something that we don't need to be ashamed of, because we know and we see through the life of Paul too, that no matter how bad it got, he was never ashamed of the gospel. Any opportunity he had, he brought it up. I'd love to hear some of those conversations, right? That is something that you don't have to be ashamed of. And as we live by faith, I think that habit is kind of made, and it's easier and easier to live that way, like it's a habit, right? If you get in the habit of smiling at every single person you walk past, it's going to be really easy to start smiling at every single person you walk past, though it sometimes takes effort and time to start those habits. So we are called as the righteous. We are the righteous. You are the righteous. God is the righteous, and through Christ, he has given that to us. We are forgiven. We are saved. We still wrestle with that sinner-saint mentality, right? But we have salvation now. We have forgiveness now. We have the gospel. So let's encourage one another and not be ashamed of this good news, because it was a free gift to you. So we get to share that gift with others. Will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you so much for the good news that you died on the cross for our sins, that you rose from the dead and have given us salvation. You were perfect, and you took our sin upon yourself, and you've given us salvation freely as a gift for all who believe. And you've done this so that all may believe. Please give us courage that we may not be ashamed of this good news. But give us courage to speak it in truth, so that we may not hinder the power that you have given this wonderful news. Please open up the ears and the hearts to those that we can share this with in big ways and in small ways. And please bless those interactions and relationships. All these things we lift up to you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. God's peace on your weekend. See you Sunday. Bye.